What did you see that you weren't quite happy about?
I was not confident about the integrity of the process. We could not guarantee that the process was done in an integral way, and then that's why we suggested to do the revote. And of course, if you have a problem with the system, yeah, then you're going to choose for another system.
So what happened? The results were that 42, 42?
I can give you, I mean, I know the information, and I would be very happy to give it to you, but I think that it's not my
That's fine, as long as
position.
Mark or somebody knows.
Yeah, Mark has to do that. Mark has to do it.
But the problem is he will not give.
He will.
He will.
Last night we talked about it, and we decided that he was going to be the one to give out the information.
He'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because you have the right to be informed, and I think it's exactly the same reason why we asked for the revote, because we want to guarantee that the process is done in the right way. I think this is also part of that process. The right person has to be giving out the information.
Can I just ask one thing, Nicole, mm-hmm, because you sort of saw the thing. Was your decision based at all on the closeness of the vote? I mean, if it had been 70-10, you wouldn't have needed to, right?
Absolutely.
It was partly because it was a close vote.
We would have probably questioned the integrity of the process, yes, but the fact that the vote was so close was an additional reason for us to say this, and we don't want to have any problem.
Yeah. Thank you.
So did it come out differently, the second vote, to what the first vote was?
That would have been wonderful. Let Mark give the information.
Okay. What you heard was that it was a tie.
No, it was not a tie. It was not a tie.
It was not a tie.
Absolutely not.
So Beijing was ahead in the electronic vote.
It was not a tie.
So Beijing was ahead in the electronic vote.
Might have been.
I love you guys.
Oh, Matty might have been winning the football.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.